Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, gang? Welcome to The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mrshazadeh. I'm so pumped to have you here with me. Now listen, The Greatness Machine, we're about two things. Number one, people who are living their passions. And number two, those who are creating greatness in the world and doing both of these things despite the odds against them. Each episode, we're going to feature interviews with game changers, business leaders, you know, telling us their origin stories, what made them tick, what got them to where they are now. Why? So it can help you step into your greatness within your life, your business, and your career. Occasionally, you might hear a few solo episodes from myself, moi as I say, as I leverage my 20 years of entrepreneurship as a CEO and founder to help you grow and level up in your journey to scale your life and your business. So come be a fly on the wall, enjoy the conversation, and I'm stoked to have you here with me. What's up, everybody? Welcome to today's episode of The Greatness Machine. I'm your host, Darius Mrshazadeh, and today I'm flying solo, baby. And those of your listeners might be like, man, Darius sounds so up, so like alive this morning. And the reason is because I'm going to be talking to you about a morning routine that I've picked up after reading The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. And we are going to be interviewing Hal actually next month. So this is kind of a prelude to that. I'm so pumped to have him on the show. But I have a client, Eddie Perez, former guest on the show, and he had read the book. He said, oh, yeah, I read your buddy's book. And I said, oh, yeah, who's that? He said, oh, Hal Elrod. I said, yeah, I know Hal. We've met before. And he lives here in Austin. He's mutual friends with a lot of my really good friends. But I had never read his book before. And Eddie started doing The Miracle Morning and was just like, man, that Miracle Morning is a fucking game changer. I mean, it's just such a game changer to really, you know, start your day off amazingly. And there's a quote that I love, which is, you know, how you start your day, you know, defines how your day is going to be. And if you really want to have a great day, you got to start your day well. And so the cool thing about a miracle morning is that it's all about creating a practice around your morning to really, you know, feed yourself, feed your soul, to feed your body, to get yourself ready to go out and crush it. And I'm a person, so let me just say that a few things. First of all, I'm a total night owl. I'm a person where I'm, there's a book I'm reading, Why We Sleep. And they talk about how there's people that are wired differently. Some people are wired to be night owls. Some people are wired to wake up, be early risers. And the reason for that is that we're tribal, right? And so if we go back to, you know, caveman days, like you needed someone to stay up to make sure that the, you know, saber-toothed tiger didn't eat the tribe while they were sleeping. And that would be the night owl. And then you had folks who need to wake up early to make sure that, you know, that the saber-toothed tiger didn't come and eat people early in the morning. And that was the early risers. And there was a very small window between those two where, you know, people slept, that there was no one awake. And so I'm a night owl. My dad's was a night owl when he was alive. My mom's a night owl. She stays up late. My brother is a night owl. He stays up late. And I don't know if my sister is. She's got little kids now, but Darius for sure. Like I'm like a midnight 11:30 PM go to sleep type of person. So when you start talking about waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning to do anything, I'm like, fuck that. I am not doing that. Like yuck. There's a great quote that I love, which is 5 AM when rock stars and or were legends are either waking up or going to bed. It's one of my favorite quotes. And I was always like, yep, that's when I'm going to bed. And I mean, I probably spent a majority of my 20s like watching the sunrise on the weekends. So I'm a night owl. Let's just like call it what it is. And so I was talking to Eddie about it and he's like, well, yeah, you know, he goes to bed earlier and he's like, well, just go to bed earlier. And I'm like, dude, I can't. Like I sit there and toss and turn. I've tried doing it. I've always struggled with it. And the second part of this that's been really tough for me is I'm a person that needs, you know, 7.5, 8 hours of sleep, like minimum. You know, I'm an 8 hour a day person if I can get it. So if you're a person that goes to bed around, you know, 11, 11:30, which is pretty, like that's my, if I have it my way, that's when I'll go to sleep. you know, I'm sleeping until 6:37. You know, that's pretty normal. Like, that's like kind of like I naturally rise around like 6:45, you know, and I'm going to bed at, you know, 11:15, 11:30, something like that. Generally not too far past that. So maybe I'm a 7.5 hour human. Well, if you're a 7.5 hour human and you want to wake up at 5:30, you do the math. It means you got to be asleep by 10, which means you're like winding down in the nines. I mean, I'm like, what am I, like 12? You know, that's when my 12-year-old goes to bed and our 13-year-old goes to bed. And so for me, it's just like, go to bed before 10. No way. I can't do that. And so I tried it earlier this year, a couple days, and I, you know, I got up and did it, and I was really, you know, like energized by it, like kind of going through this miracle morning. I'll be talking about the routine in just a moment. And then, you know, Eddie's been doing it and just been killing it. And I love Eddie, and he's been really like, you know, it's funny when you like, when you work with folks, sometimes you're the student, sometimes they're the student. This is a moment where I was the student. And I was talking to him. He's like, oh man, it's just been game changer. I wake up, he does his morning routine. He's, you know, working out, gratitude journal, you know, meditation, reading, all these great things. And he just like, he's like, dude, my game is just like stepping up. And I was like, man, I want to do that. And he said, well, why aren't you? I said, oh, I can't wake up early. He said, no, you're choosing not to wake up early. And he like, just like, I mean, he didn't even have to like, I didn't even finish my sentence before he said that. And I was like, oh, it's easy for you to say. And you know, and I could just tell, I could see the like no bullshit in his eyes. And I could see that he was just wasn't buying it. And so I said, well, man, I really want to do it. And so he's like texting me every morning. He's like basically saying he's waking up and, you know, showing me that he's getting up early. And he's like, wake up, motherfucker. I don't know if you're up, motherfucker, but he's like basically telling me to wake up. And then like 2 hours later at, you know, he's sending these to me, at, you know, he's Eastern Standard, I'm Central Standard. He's sending these to me at, you know, 5 o'clock his time. And it's, you know, 4 o'clock my time. And I'm responding at 7. And so finally he's like, hey, when are you going to step up and make this happen and quit making excuses? And, you know, I'm a person where if you want me to do something, challenge me on it. You know, tell me I can't do it. That's like, you know, I talked about that in one of my previous podcasts. If you want me to do something, tell me I can do it. Now, he didn't tell me I couldn't do it. He just insinuated that I was making excuses, which meant that some version of Darius was saying I couldn't do it. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it. And so, you know, I went and kind of re-looked at my notes. And there's a process that Hal Elrod takes you through that I think is really valuable. Number one is, you know, it's kind of prepping for it. So the first step to doing this is you don't let your alarm clock be next to your bed, because you could just like press it, you know, you can just roll over and turn it off. A lot of us these days are using our cell phones. And so for me, I was like, okay, well, I just got to, he's like, you only got to put it like 5 feet away. You just have to actually stand up to turn it off. So it could be 4 feet away from the bed. So for me, I have a table about 4 feet away from my bed. I just went and put my phone 4 feet away from my bed. Number two, so it forces me to wake up, to actually stand up. The act of getting up, because I can't not get up. Second thing is you put a glass of water next to the sink. What does that force me to do? It forces me to go to the bathroom. And a lot of times when you're waking up at that time in the morning, you might have to go to the bathroom anyway. So I'm already standing up. So I walk over to the bathroom and I have a cup of water there and I have to drink the cup of water. So I drink the cup of water. The next thing that Hal recommends is brushing your teeth, which I think is kind of genius. So I brush my teeth. Why? It just gives me like, now this moment, I've now been up for maybe 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. I've been standing up. And so I did that and I still felt tired. And then Eddie threw one in there. He says, throw some water on your face. And so I added the throwing water to my face. And I realized after doing just those four things, I was awake. And so the next thing Hal recommends, which I like in the book, is put your workout clothes next to, you know, where the bathroom, wherever it is that you're doing all these things. So for me, I have my closet next to my bathroom. I have my workout clothes there. So I just throw all my workout clothes then. And that part for me, like at that point, I'm awake, I'm dressed. I'm like, I'm not cozy in my bed. I'm not like loving the creature comfort anymore. I'm just kind of like, I'm in a new dimension, if you will. And that just that little piece right there has been such a major game change, because I realized if I can get to putting my clothes on, I'm awake. And I have a really good friend, Dan Newhall, who said, you know, exercise is a 5-minute decision. You either put on your shoes or you don't. And I feel like this is the same thing. This is not even a 5-minute decision. You know, this is a 3-minute decision. And so by the time I've done the things I just said, it's 6 minutes. It's, you know, so for me, I've been waking up at 5:15 a.m. It's 5:21 and I got clothes on and I'm like, all right, and what's next? So the great thing that does, that one piece there, it gets you into a new dimension. And so for me, then I flip the switch and I go into morning mode. I like coffee. I'll go make coffee. I'll drink some coffee for 20 minutes. You know, I'll sit there and drink coffee, read the news. I'm just kind of get my body going, right? And then I start the Miracle Morning routine, which is really straightforward. And Hal uses an acronym called SAVERS: silence, affirmations, right? I don't know what the V stands for. Visualization, excuse me. Exercise, reading, right? And so, and exercise and reading, right? So that's what the SAVERS stands for. So again, it's silence, affirmations, visualization, exercise, and reading. And I don't do it in that order. The order I like to do it in is I have a transcendental meditation practice. So I start off with 25 minutes of meditation. So mind you, right now it's 5:23 when I'm, you know, 5:21, 5:23 by the time I'm making coffee. It's 5:45 normally by the time I start my meditation. So I start my meditation at 5:45 a.m., 5:45, it's a 25-minute meditation I do. I do it twice a day. And by 6:10, I'm done with my meditation, right? Then I go to my affirmations. I'm going to read you some of my affirmations because I've never, ever, 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 ever been an affirmation person. So you're talking to someone that's like, that's bullshit. I'm not doing it. And I started doing it. And, you know, Hal gives some really good recommendations. And I don't want to spoil the book, but I'm going to give you some tidbits about it because I think that it's really, I guess, had someone explained this to me, maybe I would have jumped on it a lot sooner. But really, you know, silence, also on the silence, you can do meditation, prayer, reflection, deep breathing, gratitude. You know, and he recommends 10 minutes. I do 25. So I do that. On the affirmations, it's really writing about the life you want. So I'll read some of mine. I say things like, I'm a loving care. And I say it out loud because when we say it out loud, our subconscious hears it, right? We're talking to ourselves. We're reprogramming ourselves. And I do really believe it's important for you to say, what is it that I'm affirming that I am going to be in the world? And I have a really good friend, former guest that's been on the show, Jonathan Domsky, that says, look, you can't pick affirmations that are not true. Like people are like, I'm a billionaire. You know, money flows to me easily. It's like, no, you're not, man. You're worth like $5,000. So for me, I'm saying the things that I want to hold myself accountable to on a daily basis. So I'm a loving, caring father, partner, husband, and friend. I'm smart, likable, and trustworthy. I deserve to have the success I desire. I'm great at making money and have the ability to create unlimited value in the world. I'm disciplined and have the willpower to eat the right fuel, to have the health and wellness I desire. I'm strong both mentally and physically and enjoy the process of increasing this strength through exercise and education. I'm committed to exercising 30 minutes or more 6 days a week. I'm committed to eating 2,000 calories or less with 150 grams of protein or more. I'm committed to doing my food journal daily. I'm committed to being hyper-focused. I'm being focused on coaching, advising, private equity, and podcasting. I'm committed to spending 15 minutes per day with each person that I deeply love. And I name my wife, my two sons. I'm committed to waking up at before 5:30 a.m. in the morning. And so those are just some of the ones. I have about 20 of them. And so notice when I read all those, like none of those are like aspirational. They're like the things that I'm committed to doing to be my best self today at the moment to create the life that I want. So I started doing that and it feels good when I read them out loud. And one of the things I do, one of the tricks to that is I actually get really hyper-focused when I read them. I try to be super present, not read too fast. So I get super focused. I don't try to read too fast when I do it. And I feel like that's done me really well. Then I visualize. So in his thing, he says, visualize for 5 minutes, visualize yourself in all the things I need to do, right? So for me, I actually pick a couple areas that I want to visualize myself within, which are parts of my life that I'm trying to make better. And there's three things I'm really like focused on this year, which is I'm trying to visualize the things that I want to create in my life, right? So for me, there's health, there's business, and then there's families and relationships. So I'll do a visualization around health and wellness. I actually literally visualize what I'm going to eat that morning. the exercise I'm going to do. I have a visual, I play the game film, if you will, of what my day is going to look like from a health and wellness perspective. And it doesn't take long, 1 minute. Then I do the same thing with relationships with my family. Like I picture myself spending time with my family, playing games with them, the things I'm going to do to spend quality time with them. And then in business, I visualize the things I'm going to get done, like the two or three things that I'm going to force myself to do that day. And again, the full visualization of all this, I don't know, 3 minutes, maybe. It's really quick. But I just pick three and I do one in each area because those are the areas I'm trying to focus on. So I have written in here, I'm committed to having a daily three things that I'm doing regarding my dreams, my health, and my relationships. So I'm focused on those three areas. So now I've gone through silence, where I do meditation, I do my affirmations, I do my visualization, and then I go in a different order. I read and then I exercise. The reason for it is that I'm a reader, as you guys all know, just naturally. I read, I'm going to crush at least 35 books this year. So I read for 10 minutes and I take notes when I read on a subject that's not necessarily entertainment. So that usually it's like work stuff that I want to read up on. So I'm reading John Maxwell's The Self-Aware Leader right now. Why? Because I'm doing a project with a client on it and I want to get through it. And so I read 10 minutes, I listen to it and I take notes. You can do either. And then I work out. And I work out for, 30 minutes. And one day I do, I'll do whatever I want actually. But for me, I have some stuff in my house so I can do Peloton or I can rehab my shoulder because I have a torn rotator cuff or I can lift weights on my tonal. But I'll do these different things. And I have a couple practices there. One is that I do push-ups every day and I try to do one more push-up per day than I did the previous day. So today I think I did 25, which was cool. They're assisted because I have a torn rotator cuff, but I do make that part of it. And then and I started doing that and I did it for like a whole week. And man, I feel like $1 million. Now, I will say on the weekends, I haven't done it. I took Saturday and Sunday off, which from what I hear is the more you do this, the more it becomes a practice. But I'm waking up every day before 5:30. I go through this thing. It takes me hour and a half, and I take my sweet ass time. But by 7 o'clock, 7:30, man, I've just crushed my morning. And I'm going to add in one little tidbit. I got a little overconfident last week and I was like, you know what? I'm going to cold plunge. It's cold as shit outside and my pool's cold. So I just go in my pool. My pool was 51 degrees and I did 3 minutes of cold plunge. So I've even added cold plunge on top of it all. But what I found was by the time other people are just waking up, I have crushed an hour and a half to 2 hours of my day and I am ready to crush to own the day. I mean, and I get why this book is so popular because I think the people that do it are having the same experience I'm having where it's like, oh my God, like you want to talk about like going to the next level. You're like Mario eating the flower and like turning like super fast and getting ready to just go out there and own it. That's what a practice like this does. Cause you're feeding, I feel like you're feeding yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. I mean, you're really taking in a big breakfast of all those things. And it's before the day's even started. So there's no excuse of like, oh, I don't have time. It's like, no, you're making time for it. Now I will say, and there's one more thing I do while I work out. I listen to another book. So I always listen to 2 books every morning. So I'm pounding through 45 minutes of audiobooks every morning now. So you think, figure this, like a book is about 4 to 5 hours. If you listen at 1.3 to 1.5 speed, a book is around 5 hours. So if you're doing 45 minutes of listening to a book 5 days a week, you're almost pounding through an entire book just before you even start your day every morning, once a week. That's 52 books a week. Assuming you can make up for the difference, that 15 minute difference, which is what, another 45, another hour and 15 minutes the rest of the week, no problem, right? You can do that before you go to bed. So you're feeding your brain, you're feeding your body, you're feeding your soul. And I've just been so turned on by this. And so that has been something, again, this is something, I am someone that is really not good at this, not good at waking up early. And one of the things I'll add that I started doing is I asked Eddie to hold me accountable to it. So this might be you finding someone. They have a Miracle Morning app. You could find people in the community, but it's finding some accountability. Because the first couple of days, it felt good to tell them, hey, man, I woke up. I crushed it. Just texting back and forth while I'm drinking coffee. I got a dopamine hit from it because I knew I was accomplishing something. So I will add that one little piece, which is having some accountability, having an accountability partner, whether maybe you're just posting on social media that you're doing it. You do a Jocko Willink, does it show your picture of your watch every morning when you wake up? But there's different ways of getting that accountability. It could be to someone that you're really interacting with. It could be just to the abyss. The fact that you have to post that thing online, knowing that other people are going to see it, holds some accountability around you to getting up and getting it done. Because I really am a firm believer that how you start your day defines the rest of your day. And I was telling a friend of mine this morning, I said, man, I wish I started doing this 10, 15 years ago. It was like a mistake that you can't turn back the clock of time, but sure as hell, the best way, the best day to start something is, you know, yesterday, the next best day is today, you know, so my recommendation for anyone is check out the book, The Miracle Morning. We're going to be interviewing Hal in the next 2 months. So you can check out my interview with him when we interview with him. But this morning routine, The Miracle Morning, what an amazing, 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 amazing gift to the world. And I'm really excited to be doing it and excited for the guest to have the guest of having Hal be a guest on the show, and excited to share my experience with you so that you can learn from my experiences and not do it 10 years too late. My only regret is not doing it sooner. So with that said, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Greatness Machine. We're all about making you great, and peace out. We love you. She's my lover. You are listening to The Greatness Machine, and that's a wrap for today. Listen, if you love what you heard, subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform that you're tuning in on so that you don't miss any of our future episodes. We have tons of great people coming on, and we're stoked to have you here to enjoy it with us. Leave us a review. Tell us what you love most about this particular episode. We love getting the reviews. We love to see what you guys love most. And if this particular episode, you know, made you think of someone who's leveling up in their business and in their life, print screen, share it with them. Leaders are the best givers. And after all, we're all here to support and grow with each other. And in case you want to see some of the fun behind the scenes shots or some of the things that we're doing, I'm actually writing about this in my weekly newsletter. Go to www.therealdarius.com and subscribe to my newsletter. We're talking about fun things like business and life and mindfulness and cryptocurrencies and gosh, I don't even know, everything and anything, but it's tons of fun stuff I write about. I try to get it out on a weekly basis. You can subscribe at www.therealdarius.com. And with that said, look, thank you guys so much. I appreciate you. I love you. Peace. We're out of here. See you guys on the next one. She's my lover.
This episode is brought to you by the Yap Media Podcast Network. I'm Hala Taha, CEO of the award-winning digital media empire, Yap Media, and host of Yap Young and Profiting Podcast, a number one entrepreneurship and self-improvement podcast where you can listen, learn, and profit. On Young and Profiting Podcast, I interview the brightest minds in the world, and I turn their wisdom into actionable advice that you can use in your daily life. Each week, we dive into a new topic like the art of side hustles, how to level up your influence and persuasion, and goal setting. I interview A-list guests on Young and Profiting. I've got the best guests, like the world's number one negotiation expert, Chris Voss, Shark Damon John, serial entrepreneurs Alex and Layla Hormozi, and even movie stars like Matthew McConaughey. There's absolutely no fluff on my podcast, and that's on purpose. Every episode is jam-packed with advice that's going to push your life forward. I do my research, I get straight to the point, and I take things really seriously, which is why I'm known as the podcast princess and how I became one of the top podcasters in the world in less than 5 years. Young and Profiting Podcast is for all ages. Don't let the name fool you. It's an advanced show. As long as you want to learn and level up, you will be forever young. So join podcast royalty and subscribe to Young and Profiting Podcast, or Yap, like it's often called by my Yap fam, on Apple, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.